This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel says its forces were operating in and around Gaza's biggest hospital after a raid early Wednesday morning. An Israeli army video showed automatic weapons, grenades, ammunition, and flak jackets it said were recovered from an undisclosed building within the complex. Here's Israeli military spokesman, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus.
There is an AK-47. There are cartridges, ammo. There are grenades in here, of course, uniforms. And all of that, this was hidden very conveniently, secretly, behind the MRI machine.
Israel's military says Hamas used the hospital as a command center in tunnels beneath the buildings. Hamas has denied the allegations. The Washington Post is reporting that Hamas has agreed in principle to release at least 50 women and children it has been holding hostage since its deadly raid on southern Israel on October 7th. That's according to an Arab diplomat familiar with the negotiations. In exchange for the hostages, Israel will agree to a 3 to 5 day pause in the fighting, along with increased humanitarian aid to Gaza and the release of an unspecified number of women and children being held in Israeli prisons. The Post says Israel is now considering the proposal. Speaking to reporters outside of San Francisco, U.S. President Joe Biden said the war will not end until progress is made on a key issue.
I'm not a fortune teller. I can't tell you how long it's going to last. But I can tell you I don't think it ultimately ends until there's a two-state solution.
President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping agreed Wednesday to resume military-to-military communications and work to curb fentanyl production. The agreements came after the two leaders met for about 4 hours at a historic estate outside of San Francisco. This is VOA News. It was the first face-to-face talk between Biden and Xi Jinping in a year. The two leaders also agreed to get experts together to discuss the risk of artificial intelligence. With the effects of climate change increasingly being felt, the World Meteorological Organization says global concentrations of carbon dioxide, the most important greenhouse gas, were 50% above the pre-industrial era for the first time last year. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WMO Secretary General Petteri Talas on Wednesday said that despite decades of warnings from the scientific community, the world is heading in the wrong direction. He says global temperatures are expected to increase by 2.5 to 3 degrees Celsius by the end of the century. This, he says, is well above the Paris Agreement goal of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. He says the whole planet has seen an increase in heat waves. About half of the planet is facing an increase of flooding and a one-third increase in drought. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Britain's Supreme Court unanimously ruled Wednesday that the government's plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda is unlawful. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones explains.
The announcements dealt a crushing blow to Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's immigration reforms ahead of an expected general election next year. Britain wanted to send tens of thousands of asylum seekers arriving on its shores without permission to the East African country. The idea was to deter migrants crossing the English Channel from Europe in small boats. But the UK's top court decided Rwanda cannot be considered a safe third country. The ruling sparked an angry response from some lawmakers in the right wing of Sunak's ruling Conservative Party. They said the government should consider pulling out of the European Convention on Human Rights.
That was Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Prime Minister Sunak said the government had planned for this possibility and will renegotiate the treaty with Rwanda to make it legal. The European Union's top migration official said Wednesday a deal allowing Italy to build reception camps in Albania for thousands of migrants arriving by sea does not breach European Union law. The plan, which was announced last week, has drawn criticism from human rights groups. Italy, an EU member, is planning to open two camps in Albania, a non-EU member, next spring. One camp will screen migrants on arrival, and a second will detain them while asylum applications are processed. They hope they can process as many as 3,000 cases a month. EU Migration Commissioner Ylva Johansson said the EU law is not applicable because the camps are outside EU jurisdiction. I'm Richard Green.